everybody get up to the Gemara. Consider your own learning, or you just jump ahead. Okay. There's a lot to say on this Gemara, so we're not going to do everything. There's a lot of inyanim that speak to the inyan of Nesina Saget. Ties in a lot to the earlier Mishnah, Aruch HaCharsei. We're not really going to be able to delve into it completely, but we tried to bring out some basic sodas from this specific Gemara on the bottom of Ayin Ches in the days. The Gemara gives us a case where there's a get that has a thread that helps to tie it. The Baal gives the get to the Isha, but the Meshicha, the thread, is still in his hands. So Rav Chisda tells us, it depends. Get the yada, Meshicha the yado. Im yocho lenatko, u havio etzlo, eina migureshes. Im lav migureshes. If the Baal has the ability to pull at this with this thread that he has in his hand, and if he pulls hard, then the entire get would go back to him, then she's not megureshes. It's a problem in the get, megereshes. The imlav megureshes, if ain't yachol enatko, then megureshes. We'll see soon exactly the cases in the Gemara. Pasha pshat, if her hand is open, so you can pull and he'll get it, and it's a problem. If she closes her hand, then he can't pull because she's holding on to the get. She closed her hand. We'll see. In any case, that's the halacha. My taima, the inan krisus v'lecha. The halacha is, Torah refers to get a safer krisus. So this is a chesaron in krisus. The fact that it's possible that he could bring the get back to him, so it's not total separation. And therefore, ain't on the gureshes. So l'chora, it's clear from this Gemara that the problem here is a problem unique to get. You would have, when it comes to something else, generally the principle of Nesina, the fact that there's a possibility that I could take back the chetfetz that I gave to you, doesn't matter. As long as I gave it to you right now, that's called Nesina. But specifically when it comes to get, with halacha is krisus, you need krisus, that's where there's a problem. From the Gemara Bamitzia, you see there was a havamina otherwise. The Gemara B'Metzia brings the Maimar of Achizda and asks a kasha from it on a din that was stated earlier. The Gemara mentions the discussion of Shnei Mokz and Vitalis. So the Gemara taught there, Tachlifa taught us, if you have a case where each individual that says the Talis is mine is holding on to more than just the edges, but holding on to a chilk of the Talis itself. So the halacha is, each one takes Ad makom she'ado magas, ki'ilu, that's not part of the debate. And then the remainder is what we apply the halacha of yachloku to. Based on that statement, that's a sugya for itself. Also, the Gemara brings the statement of Rav Misharshia that says the following, that when it comes to kinyan suder, so the halacha is, if I give you a suder, you're holding on to the suder. As a result of you holding on to the suder, I acquire whatever it is, right, that you want to be machmir to me. So when the person holds the suder, he holds on to a chelik of the suder, not the entire suder. So if he's holding shalosh al shalosh, kavina bei v'nasan l're'ehu, the command of pasik dami. So there's the yisod of command of pasik, that you don't have to have the entire suder in your hands in order to refer to that as the nasam l're'ehu. Shalaf ish nal of the nasam l're'ehu. So if you're holding on to a portion of the suder, and a portion has to be enough that considers shiur kli, the minimum shiur of a beged, shalosh al shalosh, so that's called that you're holding on to an entity for itself. I can literally imagine that this is separate from the rest, even though the entire suda is not in my hands, but enough of the suda that it's viewed as a kli by itself is in my hands. That's called vinasan l're'ehu, that's kiman de pasik dami. That's the statement of Misharsh. Fet the Gemara, Umaishna midrav chizda. Why is it different than Rav Chizda's case? The Amr Rav Chizda, get the yada, Mashiach of the yada, in Yachol Nat Bo Vietzlo, and the Megureshes, and the Megureshes. So Rav Chizda taught us that if the Baal has the ability to bring the get back by pulling at this thread, so Eina Megureshes. So what exactly is Gemara asking? Is the Gemara challenging the whole Yisod of Kiman de Pasuk here? Chora by get, surely she has an entity for herself, she has a get. Clearly, you don't come out to command the pasuk chora when it comes to get. So the way that seems clear, certainly from the priest and choshen mishpat learns this way, and pashtus, that's how you learn the gemara. Maybe the mshita and the kubetzis and mashmolus differently, but the pashtus chora, the way to learn the gemara's kasha is it's not that the gemara is challenging the rule of command the pasuk. Rather, the gemara is asking that in the case that you just told me to command the pasuk, I have a side question. I have a kasha from Rav Chizda. Because Bechora in Rav Chizda, you see that if the Nosein is still in a position to be able to bring the Chayfetz back to him, so it's a Chesaron, the Gemara is assuming right now in the Kasha, a Chesaron in Nesina. If the Nosein has the ability to bring back that which he gave, then he didn't fully give it. It can revert back to the Nosein. Whether it's considered a matana, right? It's going back to me, so maybe it's chesaron in what it means that I gave it to you. It's coming back to me. So lechora, if you have a situation of yachal and natko, so it's not called v'nasan, and that's what Chizda is telling us. So the Gemara is asking the pashtus in a case where the person's holding part of the suder. So pashtus, the case would be that if the other person is holding the rest of the siddur, Stamets talking about even such a case where he's able to pull what he has and bring over to me even the part that you're holding, the shalosh shalosh. So in fact, the Gemara, I understand as a yisod command the pasuk. I understand that therefore the din of ad yimakom shadu magas would be true when it comes to shnayim mosim v'talis. But in fact, the Gemara, but still, it shouldn't be considered a good kinyan siddur. Because the pasuk says v'nasan l'reyeh, and you see in Rav Chizda that if the nosein is in a position to be menatek that which he gave back to him, so it's not called v'nasan. Just like it's not called v'nasan v'yada baget, it should be called v'nasan l'reyeh when it comes to siddur. That's the kasha of the Gemara. So you see from the Gemara's kasha right now in Bava Metzia, the Gemara is assumed that Rav Chizda's halacha is not unique to get. The halacha of Rav Chizda is a halacha of how you magdir v'nesina. If there's a yachal or natko situation that the nosin can bring it back, that's a chesaron of v'nasa. So therefore, how could you tell me that you're holding on to shosh commanded pasuk? Granted, commanded pasuk. Granted, I can view this as separate from the rest. But lamaisa, that which you're holding on to can still be brought back to me. And therefore, for the Gemara, it's not called v'nasa. And for the Gemara, Rav Chizda's halacha is unique to get. Hasa krisus bi'inan v'leka. Hacha nesina bi'inan v'ha'ika. In other words, there the standard is different. The standard is you need krisus. And that's where you have a chesaron of Rav Chizda, that if you can be menatek, the meshicha, then it's not called krisus. However, here, there's no special halacha of krisus, it's just halacha of nesina, so I have nesina. So that already is what our Gemara is mashma right away. The Gemara says the problem is because of krisus. Now, just before we touch up what is halach of krisus exactly, we should recognize immediately that the whole discussion, therefore, of yachal unatko is when we're talking about a nosein and a makabel, and who's the yachal unatko? The nosein. The nosein who gave it to a makabel is in a position to take it back to himself. Umasha. Let's say it's a third party. So someone's holding on to something, and he wants to make a kinyan. Let's say from Hefka. Not a kinyan. Suda, not a kinyan of any other kind. Simply Hefka. Umasha. There's somebody holding on to a chelek of the thing, but he's holding a commander pasik, a shear of sholosh. And somebody could be menatek. Would there be any question to discuss that, wait a second, he can't be Kona because it's a Yochel Natko here? Chorinat. Right. Chor, right? We'll see at the end of the Shia, maybe there's another issue to consider. But in terms of what we have in our Gemara, the Shaila is in terms of how do you define the Sina. So if the Nosein is with, has still the ability to bring back that which he's giving, that which you're getting from me, then there's a chesaron in the Sina possibly, or maybe only in terms of the of Gerishin. But if we're discussing something not about the Nosein, but simply the fact that it could be yanked from you by somebody, it's not about a Nosein, the whole discussion of Gemara is not really relevant to that case. Let's say it was a third party, let's even by get. Let's say it's not the Baal of the Menatik. Let's say there's somebody else who's holding on to the Mashiach. So I give the woman a get, and there's a thread, and somebody else happens to grab onto the Mashiach, and he could be Menatik. So would there be discussion in our Gemara of Yachal and Natko that in the Gureshes? The whole discussion is that the Baal could be Menatik, right? Because therefore the Shaila is it called Messina, is it called Krisis? That's something just to keep in mind, Bechorah. When we come back a little bit to Rabbi Kiveger and Tosin Suvis, we'll have to understand what Rabbi Kiveger is asking. Now, what exactly does the Gemara mean that the Chesaron is the unique halacha in Gerishin, unique Krisus Velech? Bechorah, there's two ways we could maybe think about this. One way is that in terms of the Gemara's Lashon is, you need Nesina, that's fine. You need Krisus, that's the problem. In other words, the halacha is you need krisus. The fact that there's a matzav here, that situation where the get could revert back to the baal, that's a problem for get. You can't have gerishin in a matzav where it lacks krisus. If there's still a connection, there's still a possibility that the baal could bring the get back. You cannot have the woman be gerishin in such a situation. So in terms of the nesina, in every respect, there was a perfect nesina. In terms of the nasan, of Nasan Biyada, for example, of get, I have in the Sina. But I need Sefer Krisus, and the Matzav of Yachal and Atko, that doesn't pass the test of Krisus. So in other words, the Gemara is basically saying is that on top of the Halacha of the Nasan, which I have in fact, even by get I have the Nasan, but I don't have Krisus. That's one way to think about what the Gemara is saying. So the Halacha of Rav Chisda is specifically Halacha of lacking Krisus. Or maybe we could catch it a little differently. It's not that the halacha of krisus is something else over and above the halacha of nesina. There's halacha in get of nasan biyada. But now there's halacha of krisus. Krisus is a halacha that gives us many, many halachas relating to various inyanim of get. The Gemara has, for example, later in Hamagarish, from Megarish, Chutz Miploni, it's a chesaron of krisus. That's in terms of the chalos gerishin. You have a daftes, krus gita, the dvarim that are written in the get are mishayah, something that schus for the adon, in one way or another, that's a chesaron in the language of the get. You have a case also pei gimel in the last parak, and also earlier Gemara mentions, if you have a tanai in the get that says that she cannot drink wine for the rest of her life, so that's a chesaron of krisus, because there's still a connection in terms of the get between the baal and the isha. Many of these cases of krisus, it's not just stam halacha of krisus. It's a halacha that the krisus in something about the get, in the dvarim of the get, in the chalosa gerishin. Maybe what we have in this halacha of chizda is halacha of krisus as it relates to the maisa nesina of the get. The nasan biyada, what type of a nesina is considered a nesina for gerishin? The standard of nesina is a nesina that is krisustic. A nesina where the baal does not have the ability to get it back. That passes the test of a nesina of gerishin. Nesina of gerishin has a different standard of nesina when it comes to get, then you need krisus in the nesina. The nesina has to be, I gave it up, and I have, there's no, literally no strings attached, right? Use the expression figuratively. In this case, it's literal, right? No strings attached. There's no string that the baal is holding on to that he could take back to get with that. Otherwise, it's not cool that he gave it to the woman. So the krisus is modifying the nesina. So the Gemara will be saying that when it comes to general halachas of nesina, like by sudur v'natan yireyu, so a case like this, it's still called nesina. Comes to krisus, the nesina of krisus, the nesina of get has to be nesina of krisus. Now, if you look in Tosus here in Gittin, also in Bamitzia, Tosus discusses a very interesting issue. What happens if the Baal gives a get to the woman, the Mashiach is biyado, he can pull hard enough on the chut and bring the get back to him. But what happens now? At this point, he could do that. What about a minute later? A minute later, she closes her hand tight on top of the get, so that if he would pull the meshicha, he wouldn't be able to pull the get back to him. Why? Because she closed her hands on it. Would that be also a good krisis? In other words, as Farshim explained on Tosis, Pashup Shah Nigmar, the Imrav Migureshis. What's the Imrav Migureshis? What's the case of Yachal Natko? What's the case of Imrav? So one could say simply, if it's Yachal Natko means that her hands are open, the gets in her hand and he could pull and he'll have it, that's a problem. And if that's how it ends up, then she's not Migureshis. But if at some point she closes her hand, so then it's fine, then it's not Yachal Natko. But Tosis thinks otherwise. Tosis thinks, Nira, we from Tosis and Gittin, Delo Mairi, Shahaisa Yada Psucha, Lachash Nasana get the Yada Kafsa Yada. Can't be that the case is her hand was open and then she closed her hands on it. The Imkena feel any Yachalavi Etzlo, any Migureshis. Because then, even if it's any Yachalavi Etzlo as a result of her closing her hands, it still would not be good. Given the Bishas Nesina HaYayachal Avi Etzla. Because at the time of the Nesina, he could have brought it back. Umashe Kofetzis Yadachatach Zeh Ein Osabal Elohi Vahavaleh Kmo Tri Gitech Me'agabi Karka Ve'enu Get. Tosis says it wouldn't be good because it would be a problem of Tri Gitech. Tri Gitech, the Gemara quotes Rava's statement, Gemara Anamit Aleph, Ayin Ches, and earlier in Gitin, that if the man says to the woman, take the get from the earth, from Agabi Karaka, he doesn't actually give it physically, but he's maramakam to her, he says, take the get. So he gives her the instructions, but she actually does the taking of the get. That's now called Vinasan Biyada. Vinasan means he has to do a mice in the scene. Says Tosvos, in the case over here, if you're going to tell me that he gave the get, but the Meshicha is Biyada, it's Yachal Anatka, and then she closes her hand, you're going to tell me that's good? No. That's Tri Gitech. Because what made it now the Matzav of Eino Yachal Anatko? The woman. Therefore, that's called Tri Gitech Megavikarak, because it's not called in the Sina Sabah. This is Tosis' point here, Tosis and Bamitzia. So he has to come up with an Ukimta of how to understand what the Gemara is saying about Imlab Migureshes. It can't be right, how we would imagine Imlab Migureshes. It's in Yachal Anatko because she closed her hand. That's not good because she did. It's she made in Yachal Anatko. It's quote, she's taking the get, he's not giving the get. L'chora, let's think about the question we just brought up, the issue. What is the yesod of krisis, the chasan krisis? Is the pshat that the nesina's fine, but there's a chesaron in the fact that there's a matzav here that it could, the get could revert back to the baal, that's a chesaron of krisis. Or is the pshat that the chesaron of krisis is a definition of the ma'ase nesina? The nesina of get has to be a nesina l'shem krisis that doesn't allow for the baal to take it back. L'chora, where does Tosis fit much better? The logic of Tosis. Tosis says that the woman is going to close her hands on the get, that's called tri gitech. So Bishlam, if we say that the chesaron of krisis is that the nesina of get has to be a nesina that doesn't allow the baal to take the get back, has to be a nesina that's krisis dik. So to the extent that it's yachal anatko, there's a chesaron in the nesina. It's an imperfect nesina. This is not a nesina of gerushin because the baal is able to be menatik. Elamai, a minute later, she makes it now that any yachal anatko. So who made the nesina? Who created the gerushin? The woman. That's tri gitech megavikarak. Then we understand what Tosis would be saying. But if we understand that the problem to begin with never a problem in the real, in the Nesina Shabbat, the Nesina is perfect. Elamai, there's a chesaron of krisis in the abstract, the chesaron of the fact Yachal Anatko. So mabakach that the woman would later on make the, do something to create that there's no longer a problem of krisis. But lemaisa, the Nesina was a perfect Nesina. Why is it to be different? Certainly, we can hear much better the Tosfos. Why Tosis would assume that it's a problem to Kofetz Yada if the pshat is that the Nesina itself requires a halacha of krisis, a method, a manner of krisis. Umaisa, what does Tosis say? So therefore, what is the case? So Tosis brings from the Ri and from Abinu Tam two different scenarios of what would be the case. So according to the Ri, the problem here. The Rosh Tos quotes it the Ri, and in the Rishonim they quote the Ri as saying differently, that it would be fine if Kaf Tziyada, at least in some cases. So there's a discussion whether it's the same Ri, not the same Ri. We won't get into it, but if you saw the Rishonim, you know what I'm referring to. Tosis brings the same Ri. The first case, first Kimta Tosis suggests, is that her hand was closed. So what's the Pshat? He sticks the get into her closed fist, and now it's closed already. So now, but he got it in. There was enough room to stick the get through the cracks within her, between her fingers, whatever, and her clenched fist. And now, of course, it's Eino Yachol Lanatko. But who did that? Clearly the Baal. He's passive. Her hand was closed, and it continues to be closed. She's just holding on, but now there's a get inside. So what would be the case of Yachol Natko? It wasn't that strongly pushed in. In other words, there's still a little bit of the get that's still sticking out, even after he pushed in, and he could still pull back. And then the whole get would come back the other direction. But on the other hand, if he pushed it so strongly inside, forced it inside into a very narrow space, and he doesn't leave any room to be able to access the get now enough with the Meshicha, that because now the basic get itself is inside our hands and it's just a little bit of string and it's not enough to give you leverage to pull back, that would be called Eina Yachol Natko. And Yachol Natko is that there's still enough leverage even after he sticks it into her closed fist. But basically, everything is the Baal. The Baal is the one that's either Yachol Natko and Yachol Natko based on the matzav of what you have in front of you. That is the Reed. Then Tosis quotes Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, so that in Bava Tzir, there's a parenthesis here, Nami. It's not clear whether we should be Goris, this Nami, we'll see in a second. Rabbeinu Tam, Nami, Piresh, Rabbeinu Tam, Piresh, a different Ukimta. Im aget kaveh kol kach, shim rot salim shoch aget elav, tinatek ha-meshicha, migureshes, umayir biyada psucha, velo kafsa velo sashum davar. Her hand is open. She didn't do anything. But what is the case of Yachol Natko and Yachol Natko? If the get is that heavy that if he'll pull at the Meshich, at the Chut, so not that he'll be able to pull the get back, rather the Chut will break. In other words, the question of physics, of the weight. The get is kaved, so therefore this little string won't be able to pull the get. You could also add another factor, the other Rishonim mentioned, Tosef Rashi, I believe, it's not just a function of the heaviness of the get, it's a function of the thickness of the Chut. In other words, the two things obviously complement one. And to the extent that the chud is kaved, and to the extent that the get is not kaved, to that extent you have, you know, the ability of being yachol natko. To the extent that the get is heavy and the chud is thinner, so it's any yachol natko. So nothing, her hand is open. But basically, what will happen if he pulls the chud? So you have basically another way to think about the case itself. Derech Aga, from the lashon of Rashi here in Bamitzia. Rashi and Gittin, you don't really see, but Rashi B'Metziah says, "Im yesh koach ba'osel chut sheyachol enatko ulavi etzlo enem migureshes." Rashi's Rashi seems to be along the lines of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam focused on the get being heavy. Rashi focuses on the koach of the chut itself. But in other words, the scenario is one of physics. What would happen if you pulled the chut? Would it rip or would it actually pull the get back? Is Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri, are they arguing on one another? So, the lesson of Tosis, Rabbeinu Tam, Nami Piresh. So, if it's Nami, what's Nami? So it's a different pshat. So, some take out the word Nami. But others say that the Nami is the point is that Rabbeinu Tam is agreeing fundamentally to the case of the Ri that would not work. In other words, if she would be Kofetzis Yada, so, and that's why it would be Ein Yachol Natko without her closing her hands, the Yachol Natko. And who made it Ein Yachol Natko? The woman. So that would be a problem. Rabbeinu Tam agrees fundamentally to the Yisod of Tosfos that case would not be good. Just Rabbeinu Tam offers another scenario of Ein Yachol Natko, because the string would break. According to the reeds, because her hand was closed. That could be the lesson of Nami. Just a thought, I don't have any raya to this, any smach to this, but maybe to think about Hasidim and Svara, that maybe the Ri's case is a bigger chidush in the sense of Rabbeinu Tam. In other words, in Rabbeinu Tam, any Yachol Natko is simply the fact that nothing would happen. He told the chud, nothing would happen. The get would not come to him. It would rip. According to the Ri, he sticks it hard enough inside that if he pulled the chut, he couldn't get the chut. So it's him, it's not the woman. It's not the woman at all. True, the woman didn't close her hand. But the fact that he can't pull the get to him right now, it's purely because of him? I mean, the fact is her hand was closed. She didn't have to close it. But it's not just the fact that she didn't close it, it's the grip that she has. It was the fact that she's continuing to hold on tight is what prevents the Baal from being menatik to get. So perhaps the fact that it's yachal, the making it yachal anatko is not purely the Baal, I'm saying any yachal anatko is not purely the Baal, it's also in conjunction with the woman's continuous grip on the get. So maybe that for Rabbi Natan would also not be enough. Maybe that would also be called tuigitech to the extent that she is preventing the Baal, continuously preventing the Baal from being menatik to get. So, and just a svara, I'm simply suggesting that maybe Rabbeinu Tam wanted the case to be his case and not the Ri, because maybe that would also be a problem. That's not mukrach, certainly not. Could have been just had another case without having to come on to the case where she closed her hand. A different case. But in any event, both Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri seem to be holding that in a case where the again, where the woman closed her hand, that would be a problem. Tosis and Gittin goes on to say, as a result of this, that if a person is giving the get to the woman, it has to be that her hand is closed, it is open, until the entire get is in her hands, and then he lets go of everything he's holding, and then she can do what she wants, and then she can close her hand on top of the get. But if she's gripping the get tight while the Baal is still holding on, then Tosis says it might also be comparable to the case of get biyada mishicha biyada. Then Tosus seems to say, perhaps not. So we'll have to see if we'll, you know, exactly what that's about. Lemaisa, this is the sheet of Tosus, right? Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri have two variations of what the case would be. But Lechora, this would go best if you understand the Yisod of Yachol Natko as a chesaron in the Nesina itself, that it has to be in the Nesina of Shokrisis. The Rambam has an interesting chidush here. The Rambam, when he brings this halacha of get biyada mishicha biyada, the Rambam says that it's not good if it's yachal or natko. But the Rambam adds a few words. The Rambam adds that eina migureshes. I don't know how to be menake this word. You can help me here. She tifsa kamashicha. Tifso kamashicha, tipase kamashicha. Okay, pashe tipase kamashicha. It's not. If yachal and natko, enem gureshes ad she tipase kamashicha. It has to do with the thread breaking. She breaks it; it breaks by itself. Either way, there's a chidush here. The chidush is in this Rambam that basically at the time of the nesina, it was yachal and natko. Something happened later on that undid that matzah of yachal anatko, not through the Baal's doing, either of its own accord, or if you want to menake this word, tipsok ha-mishicha, even if the woman herself took a scissors, right, and cut it, which would be mamish the equivalent of kafsa yada. But even short of that, just the fact that Rambam would say tipasok ha-mishicha is a chidush that you don't see in the Gemara, that the matzah of yachal anatko is not frozen in the time of the nesina, and therefore if the Baal has to do something to, you know, to make sure it's any yachal anatko, as long as of its own, or perhaps even more than that, of the woman's accord, it becomes, you know, any yachal anatko, that's good enough to create gerishin. That's the chidush you see in this Rambam. Now l'chora, that doesn't seem to go well with Tosus. Tosis says kapsa yada is not good. What would Tosis say about tipasik ha-mashicha? Tosis says kapsa yada is trigitech. What would Tosis say about tipasik ha-mashicha? It happened by itself. It's not 100% clear. But Tosis seems to focus on the fact that the nesina was not good at the time. So who knows if tipasik ha-mashicha would be better? Maybe it has to be clear the time of the nesina that there was a gerishin, that it was Croesus. L'chora, at least this much you see in the Rambam, that at least if you understand, how can we understand the Rambam? Pashtus, one could say, like, we suggested before, that the yisod of the chizda is not that there's a type of nesina that you need to have, and that's measured by what's called krisus, a nesina that's krisustic. And therefore, if you don't have a nesina that's krisustic, then that's no good, even if something happens later on. No, it's halacha of krisus, separate and above the halacha of nesina. Halacha of nesina is one halacha, that's fine. You pass the test of nesina. But nevertheless, there's halacha of krisus. And this matzav is not called krisus. If that's the pshat, certainly the Rambam makes perfect sense, right? Certainly. If the fact that it happened later on, big deal. But maisa, there was a proper nesina. Elamai, it's a chesaron of krisus, so the chesaron disappeared. Now, do you have to say like that? Not necessarily. Lamaisa, this inyan of Tosis is not such a pashta thing at all. That kapsa yada, for example, is not good. Not so pashta at all. Lamaisa, there's a lot of shittas about this. If you look in Shulchan Aruch and Ibn Ezra Kuf Lamed Ches, the Ramah wants to suggest that there's a difference between, he says, if it was kapsa yada mirotzon habal, or kapsa yada by herself. Let's say the Baal himself tells her, okay, now close tight. Until that point, he could have pulled the get back, and when she closes her hand, based on the tzivoy abal, he can't yank the get back himself. That would be fine, says the Ramah Lahalacha. But if it's kafsa yada on her own, that would not be good. That would be called that would be considered the problem of krisus. From the Rishonim is mashmed a little bit that way. In the Ran, for example, in the Rashba, they emphasize that if it's done shalom yaratzin abal, they call it like an act of gzeila. That's a problem. But if it's Miratzen Habal, it's Masma, that would be fine. Even a bigger Chiddush, if you look in the Chiddush in HaRitva from Ksav Yad, Ritva seems to say Mefurish. But even if the woman does it by herself, Mefurish, that's still not a problem of Tli Gita. Why is it? It's because the Maisa, the Baal did an Asina. Yeah, that certainly works better with this idea that it's a chesaron of krisus. But even if you don't assume that, maybe it's a chesaron of the nesina. But lemaisa tli gitech is not measured by if he has to do every single prat of the nesina. In other words, maybe the chesaron here is a chesaron of nesina. But lemaisa, what's tli gitech? Tli gitech means she did everything. To the extent that the Baal did something, so it's not tli gitech. L'mashal. Here's the big thing that Tosis brings in from Amud Aleph. Tosis at the end begins to say, V'nir d'kasher, d'lo gar mi'arak l'charetze. Here they have an Amud Aleph, a case where it says, Shofaso me'achorov. The Gemara explains what's the case. Mitzaaso me'achorov. The Gemara says he had the get tucked in, under his belt, let's say, in his thigh. He moves his hip, and then she takes it. So, she took the get, but it's good enough to be called nasan the yada. The Gemara says that's good enough. It's not called tli gita. So the big shaila that the Rosh and the Rishonim all deal with is, so lechoret and Tosis already, if that's good enough to be considered an isina, so why should a case of kafsa yada, or why should a case where the Baal's holding on and she's tightening her grip on the get while he's still holding on, why is that called tli gita? Maisa, the Baal still did from his part in a maisa nesina. It's not mamasha tligitech way. I say to you, take the get from the ground. So you have to know exactly. This is already for another time to know how to be magdir the two cases. In other words, how do you relate the case of Arka Charetze to the case like this, to either the case of kafsa yada, or to the case with kafsa yada while I'm still holding on? The Ritva seems to say for sure it's good. The Koshkin from Arko Chartzi, Tosis at the end, also seems to say that. The Russian Bamitsia seems to say no, that Arko Chartzi is better, because in the end the Baal is Misayea in the Nesina. Yeah. The Arko Chartzi is an Indian for itself. The Tosis, the Rush brings in the Rach's Pshat, that there's another thing that he has to do. He has to tighten his muscles around his hips so that it becomes easier for her to grab the get out. So there's another requirement, but he does that also. So there's a lot of different inyan that you have to explore in terms of how to define the sinas aged, let's say by Arko Chartze, and how would that relate to this case. But in Yonenu, it's not necessarily muchrach that the Rambam, who says Titzak HaMeshicha is good, is because he understands that the chesaron is purely a krisus chesaron, has nothing to do with the nasan. The nasan is perfect, there's just a chesaron of krisus. Certainly if that's true, The Rambam is very perfect. It's kishmak. I mean, and Avi Miluyim is mashma like that in the Rambam. And Avi Miluyim seems to run it like that. The perfect v'nasan, elamai, there's a chesan of a krisis. So once you get rid of the chesan of a krisis, it's fine. I want to point out it's not mukhrach for sure. That's what the Rambam would have to say. Even if I understand that the chesan of v'nasan in some way, but in terms of arriving at trigiteich, it doesn't have to mean that, you know, trigiteich is any time the woman, you know, does something that removes the chesaron of nesina, it's called trigiteich. As long as you can look at the baal as somehow participating as well in the nesina, it could also be good enough. And the standards have to be defined. What is the standard of trigiteich? What's considered vinasa and what's called trigiteich? So you have to look at it from that angle. Okay. Now there's a whole other aspect to the inyan of yachol and atko, and that's what comes out of the Rambam in Hilchos Mechira. The Rambam in Hilchos Mechira is says an incredible chiddush when it comes to, he talked about kinyan seder. The Rambam talks about the case of Tamad HaPasik, which is that sugya in Daf Zayin of Amitzia. The Rambam adds another possible case that would be sufficient for kinyan seder. The Rambam writes, Perek Hei Lach Zayin, Hipne Echad Kula Mochik Deshikne Lokeach Oso HaNemkat, the mocher wants to sell a commodity to the lokeach, and he's not grabbing onto the whole kli. So that's good. That's what the Gemara says. Shalosh is commanded pasuk dami. So he's holding on to the shiur kli. That's good enough. That now the lukeach is kona. Oh, yochazenu achiza shu yochol lintok es koa kli miyad hamaknelo. The Ram gives you another possible case that the kinyan suder affects the transaction. That is, if the mocher is not holding on to shiur kli, but he's holding on to enough that gives him leverage that he can have the whole kli in his possession. That's called enough, that's called vinasa. Lefichach, and that repeats this again. Nikdalo mitzvah sabeget, tzach sheyochaz min habeget, eshol shetzbos, shmi pasik min makam sheochaz habeo kli b'fnei atzmo, eshol shetzbos min habeget ekoi kli, v'chein im ochaz pachos misholosh. He didn't hold on to the shear of Sholosh of Sholosh its bows. But he was able to minate koakli, havezekon. So first of all, where did Ram get this from? What's the mocker of the Rambam that when it comes to kinyanin, Ram here is kinyan suder, that even if you don't have the shear kli in your hands, the kinyan is valid if you have in your hands enough that you can minate the kli to you. The kli meaning the now of the kinyan suder. Where's it come from? What's the mock of the Rambam? Says the Rashba, the Mishnah quotes it already. The Rashba says the mock of the Rambam is the Gemara in Bamitzia of Avchista. The fact that the Baal can menatek the get, she's not megureshes, for the Rambam, that says that yachol unatko is good enough to affect the kinyan. Wait. The Rashba says, not good, right? Why? V'les, the hasam ha'asik the time you shouldn't be doing nisina v'letka. It means some of the gifts should be in a krisis for that. I think that the Mishnah has it that way. The Gemara answers no. It's because you need krisis. Yeah. Avu hacha nesinas kli be'inan v'halik v'ha'ika. You have to be going. Something in the Gersi here. It's a little bit megumgum. But the Gemara answers that it's halacha of krisis, and here it's halacha of nesina. So the Rashba only asks them the Rambam from the Maskanas of Gemara. But the Gemara says it's not true. It's only halacha of krisus. And that's the problem. But you'd see in the Rashba itself already that the Rashba understood that in the Gemara's Havamina, there's a Makkah for the Rambam. So what's the Pshat? How are you going to ask? In the Gemara, what do you see? That if you can, the Baal can menatik it, so that's a chesaron in the sin. Why? Because it could revert back. So that's not cool. I gave it to you. I can take it back. Good. But what's up to the Rambam? I'm saying that it's considered a kinyan. What it came to my hands? The one that has to grab onto the sudur, he was right. He's going. He's not holding on to a shir kli, but he could hold. He could grab the whole kli, and that's called a kinyan. What do you see on the Gemara? The Baal could be menatik the get, so it prevents her from having received the get. What does that show? That shows me that what? The Rambam is saying that therefore it's considered like he's holding the get. Where does the Rambam see that? The Rashba apparently understood the Havamina, but the Rashba asked, but the Gemara says it's not true. That Yisod is not true. The Yisod that you see in Rav Chisda, that the Gemara thought was Rav Chisda's Chiddush. In the Havamina, says the Rashba, was rejected. But from the Havamina, the Gemara, the Rambam is perfect. So what does the Rambam hold? How do you learn the Gemara? So l'chora, the pshat has to be the following. That the Rambam's understanding of Rav Chisda is, it's not with the Havamina, they go to the Maskana. What's the problem of Vinasa? Why isn't it called Vinasa and the other? Let's talk about, and all Nesinas. Right? According to Abim, it's not just Krisis, not just Baget. It's not called Vinasa and the other. You know why? Not Stam, because he could yank the get back and go back to the Nosin. It's not called Vinasa, you know why? Because not only is the Okeh holding on to it, but the Nosin has an Achiza too. That's the chesaron of Vinasa, not Stam, the fact that it's Yochel and Natal. That alone for the Rambam is Pashat, would not create a chesaron Nesima. The fact that the Nosim could grab it back, so what? It's because as a Yisod, what does Yochel and Natal mean? Yochel and Natal means that I'm holding it too. If the Nosim is holding it together with the Mekabel, that's not called Nesim. That's the Pshat in the Gemara's understanding of Rav Chisda. Why is it a problem of Vinasa and why isn't it called Vinasa and Biyada? Because the Mekabel has it, but so does the Nosin. The Nosin is holding it from a distance. You can hold something because it's in your hand. You can hold something because you have the leverage on it to be able to make it, pull it to you. So that's called an Achiza too. If the Nosin has a grip at the same time that the Mekabel has it, that's not called. He gave it to the Mekabel. So the Rashba understands the Gemara's Kasha. In the Gemara's Kasha, the Rashba understood the Rambam's Makkah. That the Rashba, what did my answer? So then how come by Kamad Pasik, how come you can view it as Minasan by Sudar? After all, there's an Achiza of the Nosein, and that should therefore be a problem in terms of calling it Vinasan? The answer is it's not true. There's no such Yisod. Yisod is wrong. Yochel Natko is not the same thing as holding something in your hands. Holding your hands, that's called you're holding on. It's not true. Elamai, why is it a problem by get? Because it's not called krisis. It's not called krisis if there's a yachal and atko. But the Gemara, in a sense, is denying the yisod in the teretz. So the Rambam's mahalach is only good to have a mina, but maskana sa Gemara, it's not true. The yisod is simply wrong. That's what the Gemara asks. Oh, so what does the Rambam understand? The Rambam apparently understood it from. The Gemara is not changing in the Teretz the Yisod that Yochel and Natko is considered an Achiza. The Gemara is changing what premise? That if the Nosing is still holding on to the Davar, to the Chefetz, that's not called an Asin. Says the Gemara, when it comes to other things, when it comes to Avinasan Re'eu of Sudar, so there, the fact that there's a Mekabel has it, and the Nosing has an Achiza too, how? Through Yochel and Natko, that doesn't share an Asin. It's still Nesina. The Nosin has an Achiza, so what? Elamai, what about Get? Get is another problem called Krisus. However you want to learn, we have two Mahalchim. For the Rambam, we thought better to say that it's considered a new halach of Krisus, maybe even more than that, maybe you can say for the Rambam, it's a halach of Nesina of Krisus. But the point being that that's when the Achizas HaNosin, right, creates a problem. The Achizas HaNosin is a problem when you have a standard called Krisus. Be it krisis separately, be it krisis in terms of a nesina, However, in general, when you have a requirement of Nesina, Achizas HaNosin, true, it's considered, it's labeled as if he's holding on. Yochel Natko isn't Achizas HaNosin. But that doesn't share Nesina. So again, according to the Rashba, the premise that changed in the Gemara's Teretz is the Yisod itself, the Yochel Natko, is considered that you're holding on to it. It's in your hands through Yochel Natko. Whereas it's not true. Elamai, what's the problem? Just the fact that it's Yochel Natko, just the fact that Yochel Natko is a problem increases. But the Yochel Natko is called Achiza, it's not true. Were it to be considered an Achiza, it's a given, that would be a problem in the Sina. The premise that an Achiza is HaNosein, it does not allow the Sina, that's a constant in the Rashba. That doesn't change. What changes is whether Yochel Natko is called Achiza is HaNosein. For the Rambam, it's the other way around. For the Rambam, the only reason why something is not called Nesina is because there's an achiza sanose. But the answer is that's not problem in the sin. And the only reason, the only reason by get that there'd be a problem of krisis is because of the fact that the Baal is holding on. And there is an achiza here. And the Gemara is saying, but in terms of normal Nesina, the Baal's achiza, or the Nosin's achiza is not a problem, but the Baal's achiza is a problem. Were it not that the Baal is viewed as holding on to the get, it wouldn't be a chesaron of krisis either. The fact that the get could revert back, that's not a problem of krisis. The problem of krisis for the Rambam is all defined by the fact that there's a yochel anato, which is the equivalent of an achiza. The answer, the shaila is, if I have an achiza sanosin, is it called a nesina or not? So by normal standards of nesina, achiza sanosin is not a problem in nesina. When it comes to krisis, achiza sanosin is called nesina. But what is a given? That yochel anato is called an achiza. So Chora, from the Rashba itself, we have already we built out from the Gemara, the Pshat, and the Rambam, the Shaila is what changed in the Maskana. So Chora, there's a very important Kasha on the Rambam. The Meiri is Meramis to the Kasha, the Shach is Meramis to the Kasha. That how could the Rambam say that if you have a Yochel Natko, that's good enough for Kinyanim? It's called, I'm holding on to it, I brought it, I have Achnasa Rishus, I have it in my hands when it comes to Kinyanim. And that, again, that doesn't change in the Maskana either. But that's considered the Yisod Yochel Natko. It's by me. L'chor zem furshe gemar b'mitziya daftes. Not that way. The Gemara has a case by Hefker. If you have, you want to be koneh something b'hagba, and there's half of it is agabi amud, and half of it is now in your hands, and it's Yochel Natko, and the Gemara says that it's nothing. It's not going to be good enough for kinyan. And that's gepaskin l'shulchan aruch. As is the Rambam's halacha gepaskin l'shulchan aruch. So Choritz is steer. The Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Chuf Sadi Hei, Siv Zalad, this is the Rambam that we had in Mechira. The Imachas Pachas Megimu Tzach Sheyachas Ben Sheyachal and not the Koa Kli Avio Etzlo. In fact, the Shach so Chor we have later in Reish Samach Tess the case in the Mubba Messiah Daf test that doesn't work. The answer is that's the case. So Rashach has two chilukim. We'll focus on the first one. The Shach says like this: the Daf Gulayim Suder in Kinyan Suder Amanas Gahatnos Mahani Kishiyochel Natko Etzel. Avlenu Sheyikne Koa Kulu Mahani Mashiyochel Natko Kilu Kamon Simen Rei Samach Tes. So the Shach is Machal between Kinyan Suder and other Kinyanim. Later on, it's the King Hagba. The Shach says Suder has a lesser standard to it. Kinyan Suder is considered like a kinyan menas dahakdos of Lashna Gemara Nedarim, I believe. It's not as strong a kinyan. It's like you have it only for the sake of being able to be makneh that which you want to sell. Right? So the mocher is kona the Suder in order to be makneh the chefetz. So that level kinyan is lighter, it's lenient, and that's kinyan menas dahakdos, that's good enough to be called yachol, good enough to say that I have the Suder. What's the pshat exactly? So you could say maybe in two ways. Pashit would say that the standard is less. Yochel Renatko means you're holding on to it because you could pull it to you. So you have leverage. But in terms of other kinyanin, it has to be mamish by you. Hachnasa l'rishus. It has to be mamish, come to your rishus. What's called in your rishus? It's mamish, not holding it from a distance. You're holding it from close. You have your physical grip on it. It's by you and your rishus. the standard of Hakhnasa Rishus by Suda is much less. As long as I'm holding on to it in some form, so the fact that I could bring it to me, that's what I'm holding on to it. So that's the standard of Suda. Yachal, Kniyam Nasla Hakhnas is good enough. That's one way to say it. Maybe a more lumdish way to say it. This is all. There's a lot of raid about this. So what is the halacha of kinyan suder? Is the pshat that the suder has to be acquired by the one who takes the suder? Kinyan le'el, it has to be acquired by him, like bedarchi akinyanim, or is it just has to be mekabel the suder? As long as he's mekabel the suder, he was mekabel it, even if he's not, so to speak, kona it. Does it have to measure by the standards of Kinyanin, or is it just the Kabbalah itself? So I think it's Rav Naftali and some others also want to tie in that maybe Suder is just a lach of Kabbalah. One of the rais that they bring is that we learn out that if you have Yisurei Hanah, so you can't use Yisurei Hanah for Kinyan Suder. Why? So the reason is because it has to be like now, Dumi Dinal. Why do you have to come out to the drush of Dumi Dinal? You can't have Zechiyah in Yisurei Hanah. You can't be Zoche in Yisurei Hanah. So what's shaykh to be kona the suder of Yisurei Hanah? So that alone is a raya that you can't use a suder. Why do you have to come out to a new drasha? The Teretz says it's not zechiyah. You're not being zochen, you're just being mekabel the suder. Mela, you need to come out to a new drasha of Dumiya Dinal. So if that's the pshat, that could be the chiluk. And it's according to the Rambam, hachnosa rishus of kinyanim, that you can use yachal and nakel for. But to say I was mekabel it, that's good enough by Suda. That's another way. That's the first mahalach in the Shach. The Shach has another chiluk when you have Das Acheres versus Rav Das Acheres. This is what you see in the Rambam. Let's focus now on Rabbi Kiveger's Kasha on Tosis and Ksuvis. Rabbi Kiveger, he's Mitzayin in Bamitziah 2, the Tosis and Ksuvis, and in Tosis and Ksuvis he asks a Kasha on Tosis. The Tosis seems to be saying something which is in the Furish Gemara. Now, the Russian of Tosis that he's referring to is Tosis in the middle of it. It's a whole sugi here, in the Onaris. But first, the words of Tosis, then we'll see the context. Tosis says, "Afal of the Yochel Anatko v'yetzlo the Dafka linin get aminan hechad Yochel Anatko d'lovi get mishen bina krisus for ha'agida gadbei." When Zechiyah Ashkechan Perkam de Bamitziah, that Yochel Natko is not good enough, like the case that we just mentioned with Daf Tes and Bamitziah. The Tosus stresses the fact that it's only a chesaron by get of Yochel Natko, because Shem Devin increases va'agidabe. Kivega says Tosus is making his own chiluk up. Tamuoli. The Gemara says in the first, and Bamitziah Dav Zayin, that in the Sinai it is, and Krisus it's not. So what does Tosis make up his own chiluk? What's the Gemara about Mitzvah? The Chora, at first glance, you start reading the Tosis, and Mamish don't know what Kivega is asking. But Maisa, is Tosis' discussion the discussion in the Gemara about Mitzvah? The Chora lo korav zeh zekra. You start looking at the discussion in the Tosis of Yochel Anatko, it has nothing to do with the discussion about Mitzvah at all. We will map them in the beginning. What's the case of the Gemara? The case of Nesina, right? V'nasam l're'ehu. War in terms of get. Who is the Yochel Anatko? The Nose. Why is there a problem, Yochel Anatko? Why is there a problem? Because how could you say, I gave it to you, if it's Yochel Anatko? The Nosin could take it back, however your Masbir, the fact that he could take it back, the fact that he's Oches, and though he's still holding on, that's the issue. The Nosin didn't give it to the Mekabel if the Nosin is Yochel Anatko. Only by Krisus, only by Get, or even by Suda. The discussion in Tosis here is a follow. Somebody takes something, somebody else's Truma, and takes it and sticks it into somebody's mouth. The Gemara is discussing the issue of Kamud Rav Minei, that you need Be'idna, a person's Chayiv Misa for eating Tuma, but he's also Chayiv Mammon for being a Gazlin. The Gemara wants to know what's the case where they're coming together. So the Gemara wants to know if the person is sticking it into the other person's mouth, so if he sticks it all the way down to the Blaise Habriya, says the Gemara, so what's the case? Is it Matzi Lahadura, Neheder, if he can spit it back out? So he should do that, so he's at fault. Ilo Matzi Hadura, Amai Chayiv. What's the kasha? Ilo mafil hadura amai chayiv. If he can't do anything about it, why is he chayiv? What does Gemara mean to ask? He's not, why is he chayiv what? So Rashi learns, why is he chayiv misa? After all, he's an anus. Someone stuck the truma down to the base of Bria. Why is he chayiv misa? He can't do anything about it. Fectosis. Maybe say the case is that he lets the person do it. So he's not an anus. It's so, no. So Tosfos here for once is a different pshat. That the kasha is not amai chayiv misa, amai chayiv mamon. We'll skip over that part. The Ritva says, no, really the kasha is amai chayiv misa. So how does Gemara know that it's not Mirtzono? Maybe it's Mirtzono. So he is chayiv misa, it's Mirtzono. Says Tosfos, it can't be Mirtzono. It has to be Bal Korcho. Because if it would be Mirtzono, then as soon as it goes into his mouth, before it gets to Beis Abliya, it starts in the mouth, and he's opening his mouth wide, letting him take the truma and put it in. As soon as he does that, and at that moment it's lo ahadra, he doesn't spit it back out. At that moment, he was kona l'schayi ba'onsin. Ve'en bo'en ke'echad. If it's mirtzono, then you haven't solved your problem of having it happen to come v'asachas. Because the stomach starts up being in the mouth first, and then he sticks it further with the stick down to the base of Leah. So says Tosis, Kinyan Yad is not just Yad. If it's in the Yad, it's in the pet, it's also Kinyan Yad. He's Kohen at that point. Tosis says, what do you mean he's Kohen at that point? But it's Yachal and Atko. So here's where Yachal and Atko comes in. Listen to the context. Somebody steals someone else's truma, sticks into someone else's mouth, and the Shaila is that person Kohen with Kinyan Yad when it's in his mouth? Because it was Mirtzono that he let him put it in. So it says, yeah, he's Kona. He's Kona at that point. He's Mechoi Ba'onsin. It's Yachal Natko. Who's Yachal Natko? A third party. We're not talking about Nesina whatsoever. We're talking about Zela. We're not talking about the Nigzal being Yachal Natko. What would it mean anyway? We're talking about a third party. One Gazan, another Gazan, and someone else. It's not that Nesina. No, it's Yachal Yachal Natko. So what is Tosis raising? What issue? That how could I be Kona with Kinyan Yad if at the same time there's somebody else who's also actively being machnesit to his rishus? Because through his Yachal Natko, he's also he's about to be Kona too, he's about to pull it back. It's a very different discussion. So that's Tosis Afag of the Yachal Natko. That the person who stuck it in is Yachal Natko, and so he's being machnesit to his own rishus. He could pull it right back. Or he's potentially being machnes. So what's called it's coming into my rishus if it's going to someone else's rishus. So the fact that there's a situation of yachal and natko, that diminishes my achnasa rishus. That's the issue. It says Tosus didachkulin get amin and echad yachal and natko to lavi get mshem bein krisus va'gibe be. Avolin l'shchiyah shkaram perakam to bamitzia. That it's nothing. It's not an act of kinyan whatsoever. So Tosus saying it's not cool that I have another act of kinyan competing with my act of kinyan. Yachal Natko is nothing. And first of all, he says, because it's only a chasaron by get. So what's the Kibbeg asking? The Gemara is discussing the question of Nesina. The Gemara is discussing Nesina. Is it called Nesina Yachal Natko? The Gemara says, no, it is. It's only creases. He was discussing a different issue. Yachal Natko should be a problem in staring the kinyan of the other. So the Kibbeg asked the question. What was it? The Kibbeg recognized the context is different. What was the Kibbeg asking? Granted, the context is different. But Lemaisa, in that same Gemara Bava Metzia, you see the answer to Tosfos Kasha too. In the case of the Gemara by Sudar, V'nasen L'Reyeu. So Lemaisa, the Gemara is discussing it's not called Nesina, Yachal Natko. But meanwhile, there's another issue. How could it be considered that he's being called in the Sudar, V'nasen L'Reyeu? How could it be after there's another act of Kinyan taking place, competing with your act of Kinyan? That was the discussion that Tosis has, plug that into the Gemara. Not that that's the issue in the Gemara. But meanwhile, the same issue can play out in the Gemara. So Maisa, what's the answer? So the teretz is, when the Gemara gives its teretz, that why is it called a valid Nesina? Because Yachal Anatko doesn't create a problem in Nesina, it's only a problem in Krisus. So meanwhile, you see the answer as well to the issue, to the issue here, that otherwise you have the same problem. The other Kenyan competes with your Kenyan. So meanwhile, Kibbeg is asking, Saf Kol Saf, it's in the Gemara. So what Tosis making his own chiddush of the Gemara? So that must be Kibbeg's kasha. But if that's the kasha, then maybe Yesh Makom L'Chalek on two grounds. maybe in terms of Tosa's issue, you don't have to come on necessarily to the Gemara's terms. You wouldn't, or it wouldn't be enough. Tosas has to mechadish on his own. Why? Number one, because we talked about Suda being different. Suda is not necessarily the standard of Kinyan like everything else. It's Kinyan Naska Haknos. And it might not even be a Maisa Kinyan, only a Maisa of Kabbalah. So in terms of Vinasan, that's the Gemara's discussion. In terms of Vinasan, so it's a quote I gave it to you. So that's the Shaila in the Gemara. But in terms of the issue of Tosfos, how do I know that an act of Kinyan, you know, is not interrupted through a Yachal Anatka? Is not undermined through a Yachal Anatka of anybody, of a third party, right? How do I know that? So you tell me in the Gemara I see it. No. Because in the Gemara it's talking about Kinyan Suda. So Kinyan Suda might be different. But maybe by other Kinyanim, maybe there is a problem. If the real Maisa Kinyan, a real Chnasa Rishus, there Yachal Anatka could be a problem. Tos had to say, no, Kadavar Pashut, it's only Chasan by Krisus, don't bring me in this issue. And therefore Yachal Anatka is not a Kinyan anyway. That's number one. One Chiluk. Second possible Chiluk is, in the case of the Gemara, who is it that's Yachal Anatka? The Nosin. The Nosin is Yachal Anatka. Maybe, in terms of Tosa's issue, it's less of a problem. What's called competition in Hachnasa Rishus? If third party wants to be koned at the same time that I'm being Machnas to Rishus, that seems to be competition. Someone else is being koned, he's Yachal Anatko, and I want to be koned at the same time. Maybe that's a problem. But if the Nosein Miritsono is giving it to you, so what's Shaykh? My Yachal Anatko should be undermining your Kenyan. I'm giving it to you. I want you to have it. If the Nosein is giving it to you, for you to have, then the Yachal Anatko of the Nosein mitzad that it should be considered you're not being machzor Rishus, so someone else is being machzor. But I'm giving it to you. I want you to have it. So maybe Tosa's issue would not play out in the Gemara. The only discussion in the Gemara is, but it's not called Nesina. It says the Gemara what it says. But Tosa's issue is really not necessarily, you know, you don't necessarily see Tosa's issue in the Gemara for two reasons. Number one, because it's Suder. So maybe that type of Kinyan wouldn't be interrupted through a Yachal Anatko. Tosa has to say by other Kinyanim too. And the second Chiluk is, here's the Nosin. Just to come back for one second, just to Messiah, we said before for the Rambam, that maybe the Chiluk in the Rambam between Suder and other Kinyanim is the fact that by Suder it's not really a Kinyan, it's just a Kabbalah. Just a Kabbalah of the Suder. And that's why by Suder alone, the Rambam would say that that Yachal Anatko is a problem, where it's good enough to be considered that I have it, that I'm a Kabbalah. The lesson of the Gemara and Bamitzia is so we wanted to say that could be just Kabbalah. The lesson of Gemara, when the Gemara says Kiman de Pasik Dami, the lesson is Kevan the toughest Bei Shalosh Al Josh Kiman Karin Bei Nasareu Kiman de Pasik Dami Vikani. What's the lesson to Kani? What's it going on? If you have a person holding on to Shalosh Shalosh, Kiman de Pasik Vikani. What's Vikani? So who's Kona? So the two ways you could learn it, right? Either Vikani is the person who's the Mocher, for example, who's taking the Suda, he's Kona the Suda. Or it could mean, the Kani means that the Chalosa Kinyan works, in other words, as a result of grabbing the Suda, the commodity gets acquired by the Lokeach. Rashi says, the Kanye Makne. But the taich of the Gemara is the Kani is the Makna who's taking the Suda is Kona. From the Rambam it's Meduik Nata. In that Rambam Hilchos Mechira, the Rambam says, Apishol Tavas Hamocher Koa Kri Shekanahu El Achaz Mitzaso Kona Halokeach. It seems that the Rambam taiched the Gemara differently. The Kani is Kani the Lokeach. What would this be Tolian? Maybe the garnat that we said. What is Suder? Is it the pshat that he's being koneh the Suder? Or is it just mekabel the Suder? So Rashi says Kani in the Gemara by Kamad Pasik is Kani the Mocher. You know, the mekabel the Suder, because there's Allah, he's being Zoche in the Suder. The Rambam, if we say pshat in the Shach the way we did, that the difference between Ksuder, that Yachonako is considered a Kabbalah, because it's not that you need to be Kone, but by other Kinyanim it wouldn't be good enough. Because by Suda, it's never a Kinyan. You're not Kone the Suda. I'm not Slahaknos, so you just Makabo the Suda. So the Rambam Lishitaso, even the Gemara Kamad the Pasik, never could use the expression Kani, the Makabo Suda. He's never Kone. He's only Makabo the Suda. That's where Yachonako is also good. Because he's also holding on to it as a Kabbalah, the Torah's Kabbalah. Hachnosa was true, it's not. But the Ram therefore has to say in formulating the halacha that the Lokeach is Kone. That's what you see. The last thing we just mentioned in this Rambam is the diuk of the Sma. The Sma says that l'chora, let's say you can menatek, not the entire thing, but the sholosh al sholosh. The Rambam has two ways you can be kone, can work. Either if the person's taking the siddur has sholosh al sholosh, shir kli, or he can menatek. How much? So the lashon of the Rambam is very clear. You menatek the whole kli. The Sma, there on that halach in Choshen Mishpat, says that it seems to him that it's lav dafka. I don't know the Metzius exactly, how can you know? But he says, the leverage you have is to menatek not the whole Kli, but the Sholosh HaSholosh. What's the Peshabbat? And the Torah is mashma that way. That Yachol Natko on the Sholosh HaSholosh. Why would the Rambam hold that you need Yachol Natko on everything? If the Lashon of the Rambam is mashma that way. So Chora, because in order to say Sholosh HaSholosh, and for that to work, you need what? Klal Kiman Depas Kli. It's separate from the rest of the Kli. It's separate and distinct. I can cut the Kli at that point. Maybe for Kiman Depas Kli, the leverage of Yachol Natko, that if you're cold, you're holding on to it because from a distance, Yachol Natko, you makabel it. That's very nice. But to say Kiman the Pasuk, you can't. To be able to set aside a Chel Kli and say that is a separate Shirk, that's a separate Kli from the rest. For that, it has to be in your hands, mamish, that you could say that part that's in your hands, that's separate from the rest of the Kli. But the fact that I couldn't menatik that Chel Kli, but Kiman the Pasuk, I can't say. Because Kiman the Pasuk has to be mamish in your hands. So let's see my dvarim. So l'chora just chazir everything over. So we started by pointing out that the chasar and krisis in the Gemara, by Kiman the Pasuk, by Yachol Natko, can be seen in two ways. Either it's in terms of a separate chasar of krisis, or it can define the nature of the nesina. Possibly Tosis works better if you learn it's a definition of the nesina. That's why Tosis discusses case of where she was kofetz yada. The Rams are tipsik ha-meshicha. That would certainly work better if you learn it in terms of a separate chesaron of krisus, like that Miriam seems to learn, not muchrach, because umaisa, you have to know what trigitech means and what's called trigitech. If the Baal does something, that might also be good enough. Therefore, even the chesaron of Nesina, but maybe it's not called trigitech. On the other half, we brought in the Rabbi Menachos Mechira, that the issue of Yachol Natko for the Rambam means that it's considered to be a kinyan of Suder. In a sense, the fact that I'm not holding Sholosh HaSholosh back, B'yachol Natko is good enough. The mock of the Rambam says the Rashba is the Gemara in Bamitzia. The problem says the Rashba is the Gemara says not otherwise in the Maskana. So Chora, what's the connection to the Gemara? So you see in the Rashba that the Rambam understood that the problem of the Nesina is not stam the Yachol Natko. It's the fact that the Nesina is holding on. That's the premise of Yachol Natko that creates a chesaron in the Nesina. The Shaila is what changes in the Maskana, the Gemara. According to the Rashba, what changes is that the Yisod is not true, that the Chesaron is Stam Yachol Natko, but not that there's an Achiza of the Nosin. It's not called an Achiza. In fact, Yachol Natko is not an Achiza. And the Rambam holds otherwise. The only reason there's a Chesaron in the Sina is because you any place, even by Get, is because you have an Achiza of the Baal. The Chiddush of the Gemara is, by Shar Nesinos, there's no halacha that the Achizas HaBaal is or the Nosin is a problem in the Sina. Just because I'm holding it too doesn't mean I didn't give it to you. Like by Get, there's a separate problem. Whatever you'll say, Pshat is a Gemara Krisis in terms of the Sina, in terms of a separate issue. The Kasha of the Shach, the Kasha of the Meiri, what do you do by other Kinyanim? You see that Yachol Natko doesn't create a Kinyan. So the Shach says in the first Teretz, that's a halacha of Kinyanim, and this is Kinyam Nas Lahaknos. So either it means stam, a lower level of kinyan. So for that, the achiza is considered an achiza for that standard of kinyan, but not for a standard of achnasa, which is mamish. Or you could say that the whole halach of suda is really not a kinyan as much as a kabbalah. Meduik in the lashon of Rambam also, who says kani by the case of command the pasuk. The Rambam says kani means kani the lokeach. Unlike Rashi, he says kani is the one who takes the suda. And then we said, in terms of the diuk of this of the Rabbi Kiva Eger, that Tosas Lechora is a Mefurish Gemara, as Tosas bringing in a Chilka, as Gemara says. So Lechora, we know that Tosas discussion is Bachal, not an issue of Nesin at all. The discussion Tosas is one of one Kenyan competing with another Kenyan, and the Yachal Naklu should undermine the Kenyan of Yad, of being in the pair of the other person. It's not about the Nosin's Yachal Naklu, it's about another person's Yachal Naklu. So what's Kavira asking? The answer is because in the Gemara itself, you have to deal with that issue too, separate from the question of whether it's in the scene. You have to deal with the question of Lamaisa, how can he be Kona? After all, there's another competing Kenyan that's about to happen here through the Yachal Natko. So Tosis didn't have to say it on his own, it's in Gemara. Imishimha, we can machalk on two grounds. In the Gemara's discussion, maybe you don't have Tosis issue, either because it's a Kenyan Suder. Kenyan Suder is for that. You know, maybe there's no issue at all of another Kenyan competing. It's not really a high standard of Kenyan at all. By Shah Kenyan, and maybe Yachal Naklu would undermine the Kenyan. And second issue is by no saying, the no sin is giving it, so that should undermine the Kenyan. I want you to have it. By somebody else, it might be different. Oh, my, so the last issue in terms of the Smaz Diuk and the Rambam, that the Smaz Mash says that the Rambam would hold even if it's Yachal Naklu on the Gimel, Gimel should be good enough. The Rambam is Mashma not that way. Why would it be different? The Chorah. The point is, it's your achiza. It's as if you're holding on to it, but to say it's set apart from the rest of the chayfets, perhaps that only shaykh to say command the pasuk if it's mamish in your hands, not through the vehicle of yachal and atzer.